Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ford Lillard, and he is the chief of the firemen in Wyota. Good morning to you, Ford.
Good morning.
Now, I'm guessing that some folks kind of can guess what we're going to talk about because you've been doing this for a while. Your big Valentine's dinner is coming right up, Ford.
Yes, it is. And, right around the corner.
Yes, and what are the dates and times and place for that?
They will take place on February 12th and 13th. That's a Friday and Saturday night at 5 p.m. We will start serving dinner, and we serve each night until the last person, until everybody's fed.
So do people come at different times, or should everybody come and sit down so you can serve?
Everybody comes at different times. It's really just what's more convenient for you. There is no set time of when you need to be there. It's just we have you on the list, and come in and sat down and served.
That's pretty important to be on the list, though, right?
It's greatly appreciated. We do accept walk-ins at the door. So you do not have to have a ticket if you decide at the last minute you want to go.
Okay.
But it is appreciated, so we make sure we have enough food for everyone.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think if you want to be there, you maybe should make sure you have that reservation. Because I've heard in the past you've sold out, and if you have too many, I don't know if you can have too many people, but you could run out of food if you have so many people. So making a reservation, and how do people do that?
They can contact myself or any other fire department member that they may know of in the area.
Okay. And if they can't find one, they probably could stop and see Maynard at the tractor place, and he could tell you where to find somebody.
Yes. We also have tickets available at the Wyota Steakhouse.
Oh, good point. Good point, Ford. Okay, let's talk about the food, because that's one of the main reasons people are coming. I mean, you must have a good reputation because people keep coming back. So what's on the menu?
Menu's still the same as it is in the past. We have a 12-ounce ribeye and 12-ounce Windsor chop. They are provided to us through the Hy-Vee store here in Atlantic. We do baby red potatoes, and then your choice of green beans or corn, and then, of course, a dinner roll and a dessert. And our desserts are delicious. There, you get your choice of cheesecake, cream puff, or strawberry jello cake.
You're making me hungry, Ford. So we haven't talked about price. We probably should mention that.
Ticket, it is $50 per couple, and that includes a complimentary glass of wine with your dinner.
Okay. I'm not sure where else you could go get a dinner like that for $25. That's a deal. And in addition to that great food, you get to see lots of other people having a good time. And also, this is in the fire hall, right?
Yes, that's the Wyota Fire Department.
So who wants to come to a fire hall for Valentine's Day? I'm thinking there's a little something special going on there.
Yeah, when you walk through the door, you're not going to realize it's a fire station. We have a great decorative team who decorates the fire department, puts up lights, and spends their free time, you know, this week and next week getting everything ready. And we just greatly appreciate them. And
it all makes Valentine's Day very special, I think, by those volunteers putting in all of that work. Now, it is a fundraiser, I believe. I mean, you hope you make some money from this. What are some of the needs of your fire department?
Needs of the fire department, we've picked up several. We have had several young men in the area, Wyota area, join our fire department in the last couple years. And, you know, we really need new gear to update our gear for these guys. And some of the older veterans who have been on the department for a long time are still using gear that is outdated and does not meet our NFPA standards.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost if you wanted, well, maybe not the very, you know, the utmost, but just a really good set of gear? What are you talking about for cost?
Your standard gear. gear, and we're just talking boots, pants, and coat, you're looking at $1,500 to $2,000.
So that's why some people are using them for a long time, because it's not just something you go out and say, okay, I guess I'll get a new set.
Yeah, it's not like going to the store and buying a new pair of jeans.
You bet. And for those volunteers out there, it's really important that they be safe, and that gear is really, really important to accomplish that. So,
yeah.
So the other thing that when we talk about the volunteer fire departments that always impresses me, Ford, is the amount of time that you all have to put in to keep up to date for training. It's not just walk in the door and say, I want to be a fireman.
No, it's not. There's a lot of training that goes with it. You know, there's different classes. There's, especially with today's technology, we even have to get trained on how to deal with these hybrid and electric cars out on the road in case we deal with those in an accident.
And what about the first aid? Is that something that you have people need to keep up to date on that all the time,
too? We have emergency medical personnel on the department as well, as other departments do, and you know they're just as important as the firefighters, and so
yeah,
especially living in a rural community. So.
And we do in the rural areas really depend on those volunteer fire departments for a lot of different reasons. So it's really important to that we be supportive. Do you meet like every week? How much time do you kind of put in a month or so? I mean, what's the basic kind of requirement that you would put in for time?
On average, I would say 12 to 15 hours every couple of weeks with calls, meetings, and trainings.
Okay. So you do need to be committed to this. But I know you guys, do you have any women on your department?
Yeah, we do. We have a few women on our department, and we encourage women to join, you know, because there are some stuff that women seem to do better with blood than some men do.
Interesting. But so when I say you guys, I'm including the women. I think you form some good relationships with each other and have a good time together in addition to all the work you put in. What do you think about
yes,
that?
Yes, we do. We try to, you know, the fire department really needs to be a family, and we like to have families involved with it. You know, because it's not just the firefighters and EMS personnel volunteering our time. You know, the families themselves, so the wives and the kids, they're sacrificing also, mm-hmm. allowing for their spouse to do these things.
Sure. So good point, Ford, to say, yeah, this does end up to be kind of a family affair because everybody has to work together. So, Ford, remind folks now about the big Valentine's event, time, place, date, and how they get tickets.
Again, it's Friday and Saturday, February 12th and 13th at 5 p.m. At the Wyota Fire Station on Center Street in Wyota. You can get tickets from any Wyota Fire Department member, or you can stop in at the Wyota Steakhouse, and they will have tickets there.
Okay, and $50 for a couple.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Ford Lillard, and wish you the best, not only as a your event now, but as you go forward and protecting the community. And until next time, here's a thought, especially I think related to Valentine's Day. We do not remember days, we remember moments.